Welcome to Unravel Radio. I know it's been a little bit of time, folks, but I'm back and we have a treat for you. This is the space where we peel back the layers of pain, purpose, and power. I'm your host, Ms. Lovely Locks, and today we're kicking off a four-part series, Healing the Soul, inspired by 3 John 1:2. We're the best of friends, and I pray for good fortune in everything you do and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul. Today, we begin the foundation. Healing begins within, the journey of self-love. And I'm honored to be joined by a powerhouse woman who embodies strength, grace, and healing. My cousin, Anne Winbush. She's a woman of God, wife, mother, business owner, real estate investor, mentor, speaker, author, and interior designer. Sis wears all the hats, and with faith and excellence, today she's here to pour into us. Welcome to the show, Anne.
Hi, welcome. The last thing my cousin left off is also I'm known as Coach Ann now.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yes.
Anne.
Save and show. God just laid that on my heart to start that part of the process where I can come into the world and really share my journey and help others heal their soul. Just as God said to me, He woke me up in the morning and I'm like, save and show. I said, God, that name sounds so funny. Why would you call it save and show? He said, I saved you first, didn't I? And then I showed you how to build wealth.
Amen.
I said, say no more. Say
Yeah.
no more.
Well, how did you begin your healing journey?
Oh, wow. So my story runs deep. We would need a lot of time to unpack that. But the short, a long story short story fast, I am a woman who has walked through pain, who has war adversity, and I've chosen to allow God in so He could heal me.
That's wonderful. That's what it's all about. What does
Yes.
it mean to you when the Bible says, as your soul prospers?
So I can unpack my story a little bit more with that. When we talk about our soul prospering, we're talking about abundance. Prosper means abundance,
Yeah.
meaning a lot of something. So when we talk about that prosperity, a lot of people like to just frame it and look at money, but it's not just about money. Our soul, which is wrapped up of five key essentials, our mind, our will, our emotion, our intellect, and our imagination. That makes up our soul. That's the part of us that Jesus came to save. So when I talk about your soul being healed, it's talking about you being in alignment with God, where you can make better choices, when you can set boundaries for yourself, and you can attract the right people into your life, the right relationships. I have this mantra that I like to say, that I'm always in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people, doing the right things. But that's only because God did the work, us partnering together to heal my soul, all those components that I named.
That's how it works. And I mean, that's beautiful that you've arrived at that place. Just a little bit, not to go too deep, but how has unhealed trauma affected your relationships, business, or self-worth in the past?
Wow. So when I was 14, I knew something was wrong, okay? I was walking in hatred versus love. I was walking in unforgiveness versus forgiveness. I allowed people to abuse me, thinking that I was a tool, okay? When you are walking in trauma, it's like you have this thing written across your forehead that says, hey, I'm open. It's open season, right?
Wow.
It's open season.
Yeah.
And you can use me however you want to. You have no self-respect, you have no self-worth. And so when you're tied up in that, it causes you to not to set any boundaries, you become a magnet to everything that has also been traumatized. Because if you are apple, you're going to attract apples, okay? It, whatever seed you have planted, that's the fruit that is going to produce itself. And so walking in unhealed trauma, you're a magnet and you're attracting all that stuff into your life and you don't realize why. You looking around because you know you don't like what you see. So at 14, I knew I didn't like what I saw, but I didn't know how to fix it. I had no idea what was wrong with me. And so when I got 24, that's when I met Jesus and everything changed.
That's when you recognized it was time to heal, huh?
Girl, yes. Yes. It's when he began to peel back the layers and to show me the deficiencies that I had in myself, some because of me, but some because of the things that people did to me.
That's understood.
And then I began to break that apart. And that was a lot of work. I mean, I'm saying it as if it was easy, but that is not easy. And it took a long time. It was a arduous process.
Yes.
But one that was so worth it.
What does biblical self-love look like to you?
Wow. Biblical self-love is walking in obedience. It's having the ability to say, God, I trust you. Even though everything in front of me looks uncertain, I trust you. It's having the ability to know that you're not in this by yourself. So it's being selfless, not self-centered. It's being and operating in self-care, but not being selfish.
Okay. Yes. Put that on the t-shirt.
Yeah, learning to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's a huge process.
That's true. So you have gotten through the self-love journey, but still being a mother and a wife. How do you protect your peace in the middle of life's chaos?
Staying focused on God and not the assignment. Okay? I understand that I have titles, because everything you just named is a title, but it's not my identity. When we wrap our identity up in whose we are, so we know who we are, we can move much better. It's a better flow when you operate from that place, keeping everything in its right perspective. God first, family second, then your ministry. That's your business. That's that your assignment that you've called, that God has called you to do in the marketplace. So we have all these titles, but you have to make sure you're intentional about prioritizing them.
That's true. What are your go-to spiritual practices for staying grounded?
Prayer is key. Faith. Moving in faith despite what I see. Also making sure that I spend time in nature. Like God created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. I even take my shoes off, okay? Get in the grass and get grounded. I want to come back, bring yourself back down to the earth and open yourself up to that. Meditating is so crucial too. And I love praise and worship music. We have to understand the things that we allow to get into us set our atmosphere.
That's true.
And so I spend a lot of time, and lastly, going to museums. I love everything beautiful.
Yes.
And so when I'm in a museum, I feel inspired and motivated and just ready to create, ready to just open up and say, yes, Lord, what's next? I can do this. I feel inspired.
Yes. That's some great advice. Like I'm ready. I'm ready to go to the museum now.
And that's the whole thing. Like with God, we have to remember he's in everything. So it's not about beating somebody over the head, book, chapter, verse, because his verses are in everything. Scripture is in everything. And when I first got saved, I was so zealous, okay? Book, chapter, verse. But now it's a flow. It's a flow.
I know. And so you found faith in the healing process. How has God shown up for you in your darkest moments?
Ooh, baby. The moments when all I could do was say, help. Help. He snatched me. When I tell you, God will snatch you and lift you up and pour over you this sticky, ooey, gooey love.
Yes.
One that you cannot wash off. One that you would dare not want. One that you would dare not want to wash off.
Crazy.
When you feel the love of God for the first time that I felt at 24 years old, I'm 48, okay?
Looking good.
That's double time now. When you finally feel that love after searching and you can't find it, when you finally get that, oh, you ain't letting that go. So even in your darkest moments, you know that you are not alone. He has pierced my soul so deeply that I know I'm never alone. Even in the moments, like I said, all I could do is help. I could barely get it out, but I know he's there and I could feel his presence. But the great thing about God is he's not going to leave you alone, because as humans, we need tangibility at times too. So just like this podcast right here, your friends, your family, music, a TV show, a sign. He will show you that he's there.
Sometimes even the internet, I might be thinking something. I get to scrolling. I'm talking about God, be talking through them little influencers like, okay.
Yes. He, once again, the word of God is everywhere. He wrote it in our hearts. You're going to find it everywhere, but you have to have an open mind and eyes to see. To come up, become aware. A lot of us just walking around sleepwalking. Like, we got this, we doing this, wrapped up in selfishness and self-centeredness. But when we open ourselves up and walk in self-love, it really means that you're able to put others and not think of yourself. The worst is not think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but consider those more important than yourself. That's true love.
Exactly. What advice would you give to a woman or man who is just starting their healing journey?
Wow. Open your heart to God. He wants to heal you. But I'm going to need you to extend yourself some grace. I'm going to need you to also be patient with yourself and don't rush the process. A lot of times we want to go from 1 to 100. It don't work like that.
So true.
You're going to have to surrender it all and know that any surgery, you ain't going under anesthesia, okay? You're going to be wide awake during this surgery, so it's going to be painful. But once you go through that, when you get to the other side, oh my God, you are going to rejoice. When he shows up, and you are going to know, I'm telling you, when we talk about that unhealed trauma, when that thing finally broke off of me after coming out of prayer for 2 weeks, look right in this same space, Jesus, I'm yelling at the top of my lungs. And it was, my father is the person that I had to forgive because he sexually abused me starting at the age of 4. Until I was about 10 years old. So it's in this very kitchen by the time I'm 34. So I told y'all I was 14. I'm missing something. 24, I found it. It's Jesus. Let me meet you. But not only meet you, let me marry you. And then by the time I'm 34, he's like, look here, I'm going to need you to sit down at this table because I'm going to teach you. I need to move you from religion to relationship.
Yes.
And that's when that thing broke off. So I'm telling you all, be patient with yourselves, but be willing to do the work. Not to show up, to show off to other people or stroke your ego or think that you're more superior because you found this new thing. But do the work so you can truly walk in healing. So you can love your neighbor as you love yourself. A lot of times we don't want somebody else loving us because they don't know how to love. They keep that love to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? Until you truly learn how to love yourself, you can't love other people. You can only love them with the love you know how. But when we love people with God's love, looks totally different.
Amen to that. And this has been a great episode. Just so all the people know, this is a four-part series. My cousin inspired me to also write in a journal. So if you're watching these episodes, you've probably seen the advertisement. There will be a journal available on Amazon KDP to go along with this. And it's going to have soul work challenges that are inspired by her as well. And stay tuned and, you know, just keep following us, especially if you need this healing journey. Is remarkable. We just started having contact more in depth in January, and I could tell you the changes in my life like God just been working. It's like sometimes you just need that person to believe in you, to pray for you, that's a little bit stronger than yourself, you know, with the power of God. And I'm just loving where this is going. Real. You have any closing words, Ann?
Stay inspired and stay open and become aware and give yourself some grace. Let God in so he can heal your soul.
Yes. Well, thank you again to the amazing Ann Wimbush for joining us today. Be sure to follow her, support her work, and tap into the wisdom she brings to every room. This is just the beginning, y'all. Tune in next time as we talk about healing through love and relationships, because soul work doesn't stop at self. And you always know, follow us on Instagram at @unravel_radio and subscribe so you never have to miss an episode. Until next time, stay unraveled so you can be whole.